First, design natural sunlight representing a clear day at sea level during summer solstice at 40 on latitude and determine the time needed to inactivate 90% of infectious virus. Investigate the potential of UVB radiation from sunlight as a potential viricide. And re-challenge 9 rhesus macaques 35 days after initial infection with SARS-CoV-2. Afterwards, find out that a positive RT-qPCR result may not necessarily mean the person is still infectious or that they still have any meaningful disease. Compare daily incidence in 8 Iowa counties bordering Illinois with those in the 7 Illinois counties bordering Iowa. And evaluate the expression of ACE in nasal epithelial samples in children 4 to 9 years old and discuss the implications. Finally, discuss with your colleagues why the 4.65% prevalence of SARS-CoV-2 specific antibodies found in Los Angeles may be biased. Discuss with your patients why hydroxychloroquine doses tolerable for humans are too low to have any effect on SARS-CoV-2 in vivo. And examine lungs from 7 deceased COVID-19 patients with lungs from 7 patients who died from ARDS secondary to influenza and 10 age-matched, uninfected control lungs. What will you discover?